All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. Buckle up, because today we are headed down to sunny Florida.
Sunny Vinesse, Florida, to be exact.
You got it. Vinesse, Florida, home of Davenport Psychology, a mental health practice that's got everyone talking.
And winning awards. Don't forget the awards.
Oh, right. 3 years running, best in the area. The Vinesse Gondolier newspaper, their readers' poll. They can't get enough of this place.
That's the thing that caught our eye, right? I mean, best psychologist 3 years in a row. That's got to be more than just a fluke.
Totally. So we got curious.
Yeah.
What makes them tick?
Yeah.
What's got folks down in Vinesse so hooked?
Well, and thinking bigger picture, too. Like, what does it even take these days to stand out in the mental health world?
Exactly. So we dove into their website, and let me tell you, this is no ordinary shrink's office. You know, the range of services they offer, whoa.
It is impressive. They cover a lot of ground. You want the traditional therapy stuff? They got it.
Right, right. Individual therapy, couples counseling.
Mm-hmm. But then they go further. Child and adolescent therapy, parent coaching.
Oh, yeah. And get this, psychological testing. Like for giftedness, learning disabilities, ADHD.
Autism, pre-op evaluations, adoption and donor assessments. They really run the gamut.
Hold on. Pre-op evaluations. I never would have thought of that.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing. Surgeons want to know you're mentally prepared for a big operation, you know? Anxiety levels, coping skills, support system, all that plays a role in recovery.
Well, makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is what really got me. They offer sports psychology.
No, that's interesting. You don't see that offered everywhere. Shows you how they're thinking outside the box, right?
It does. So for folks who aren't familiar with that world, like myself, what does a sports psychologist even do? Like, are we talking motivational speeches and high fives?
Uh-huh. Well, there might be some of that, but it's really about helping athletes improve their performance through mental strategies.
Yeah.
It's a whole science.
So like visualization techniques,
sure.
That kind of stuff.
Exactly. Visualization is big, but they also deal with performance anxiety, you know, that pressure cooker environment. Help athletes build resilience, bounce back from setbacks, even things like goal setting and mindfulness.
So it's really about getting a mental edge, like you said. Fascinating. Now, their website has this Why Choose Us section, and they're pretty bold with it, I gotta say.
Well, they do have the accolades to back it up, and in this field, you want someone who's confident in their expertise.
Okay, so first up, award-winning care, which, duh, we already covered. They're not shy about that three-peat, are they?
Nope. And good for them. Mm. Then they highlight their expert team, which in mental health can't be overstated. It's not just about finding a therapist, it's about finding the right therapist.
Right, the right fit for you and your specific needs. And the website mentions they offer both in-person and telehealth appointments, which is huge these days, right?
Absolutely. Telehealth has been a game changer for accessibility. Not everyone can easily get to appointments, so having that virtual option opens doors for so many people.
Love that. And lastly, they talk about comprehensive support, which I feel like is the theme we're seeing here.
It does seem to be their overarching philosophy. And you know, it's interesting. I think it reflects this broader shift we're seeing in how we approach mental health. It's not just about treating illness anymore.
It's about well-being, holistic well-being.
Right. It's about supporting people across the spectrum of human experience, from everyday stress to, like we saw, peak performance in specialized fields like sports.
Okay, so big picture time. Davenport's success. Could it be a sign that this shift is actually happening, that we're moving towards a more comprehensive understanding of mental health?
I think it's a very positive sign. I mean, think about it. A practice that takes this holistic approach is thriving in its community. That suggests people are receptive to it. They're looking for that kind of support.
That's a really hopeful thought, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it brings up a great point for all our listeners out there.
Yeah. What are your final thoughts for everyone tuning in today?
Take a look around your own community. What are the mental health resources like where you live? Do you have practices that offer a range of services? Do they embrace this more holistic approach?
That's a great question to ponder. We often don't think about these things until we need them.
Right, exactly. But it's worth taking stock. It can tell you a lot about how mental health is valued in your community.
This deep dive has given me a lot to think about. And to anyone listening who might be struggling, you are not alone. There are resources out there, and there are people who care.
Absolutely. You deserve support, and there's no shame in seeking it out.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.
And take care of yourselves.
And each other.
Yes, and each other.
See you. Bye.
Bye.